Hi, this is Emily Schaff for Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm here talking with Jeannie Stewart. Jeannie is the Executive Director for the University Centers of the San Miguel. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us a little bit about, first, what is the University Centers of the San Miguel?
Well, it's a really wonderful program, organization that started in 2005. With a woman who was offering early childhood education classes to child care providers in the community. And she was asked to do more teaching, and then she realized that there's a real need for continuing education for adults in this region. So she actually wrote her thesis designing this program through Prescott College. And her name is Sarah Silver, and she's now left the community, living in the Northwest, but she still is in our thoughts, and we actually have our scholarship program fund named after her. And since then, since 2005, we provide continuing education to adults in our watershed. So the San Miguel River is 80 miles long, and the communities all along it range from Telluride, Saupit, Placerville, Norwood, Redvale, Nicola, Natarita. And we pride ourselves in providing classes face-to-face with a real teacher in this particular, the specific communities. Of course, with computers now, you can take an online class wherever you are. And that is an amazing, innovative process or program that has come from having computers. But there's oftentimes people just need to have a connection with another person, another their teacher, to help them move along.
And have that hands-on experience.
Exactly.
I know one of the exciting classes you're offering this fall could not be more hands-on. It's the farm-to-table class.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, can you tell us a little bit more about that? That sounds amazing.
Well, it is really a fun class that is a brand-new class, and it was thought of by our board president, Jim Berkowitz, and he paired with Chris Holstrom, who is one of the instructors that's going to be part of the farm-to-table class. She has a farm up on Hastings Mesa named Tompton Farm. And we just thought it was such a great idea because we are a community that's learning so much and about sustainability. This is just another way for people to learn about, A, two local organic farms. With the other one is Indian Ridge Farm out in Norwood with Tony and Barclay Durrani. And they've been around for quite a few years as well. And so anyway, we thought, well, let's get our students to get their hands dirty and their knees dirty, get down on the farm, and learn about what it takes to have a sustainable growing farm at high altitude and be it organic. So the students will go and have a complete tour at both farms, and they will also be harvesting food that will be used on the second day, all the vegetables, and we'll be also getting some chickens that are raised at Indian Ridge. And fortunately, those chickens have already been processed and in the freezer, so we won't need to go down that road. But the students will learn about raising animals on Indian Ridge. They have chickens and turkeys, and they also have heirloom pigs, and they also they broker beef with farmers in that region that
That
they're that promise that they are raising their beef as naturally as possible. So anyway, we'll
so the day of farming, and then is the following day cooking?
Well, actually, we're going to have the first day is going to be, we'll start at Tompton Farms, and we'll meet at Stonehenge, do some carpooling, and head up there for the afternoon. And so we'll spend the whole afternoon at Tompton. And then the following morning on Tuesday, the 10th, we will meet early. Tony and Barclay get up at 5:30 in the morning. So they said we could come anytime, but I think we're going to meet at 8 o'clock at Carhenge and then head down to Norwood and be with them all morning and learn all about their processes at Indian Ridge. And we'll have lunch, and then we'll get back in the car and head up to Mountain Village to the Telluride Conference Center to meet Chef Bud, who is going to teach the students how to cook some amazing dishes using
Wonderful.
The vegetables that we have harvested in the last 2 days. Yeah.
Oh, give us an example of one of the dishes before we go. What
well,
the students might learn to cook.
I know that Bud's going to be using the chicken with some as our main dish, but he's also going to be taking one of his dishes is going to be buttermilk mashed potatoes with roasted carrots and kale pesto.
Oh,
now,
yum.
I love the fact that I've been a CSA member of Indian Ridge Farms for a number of years, and, you know, I love it, but there's times where I'm going, like, what other things can I do with my kale? So I had no idea that kale could be made into pesto, so I'm really looking forward to learning how to use kale in different ways. And there's also going to be a kale salad that he's going to teach us how to cook or how to prepare.
Okay.
So,
this sounds absolutely fabulous. And if people want to learn about this class or about other fabulous class offerings that San Miguel University Center is putting out this fall, can they go to the website? Is that the best place to
Yes, they can call me at 369-5255, or you can also just email me, jstewart@ucsanmiguel.org. And, yes, we as classes start being formulated and all put together, then we do put them on our website, yes. And
wonderful.
www.ucsanmiguel.org.
Jeannie, thank you so much for your time today.
Yes, you're welcome. My pleasure.
It sounds great.
If any of the listeners are out there are interested, please don't hesitate to give me a call and at the numbers that I just said, and register early because this is limited. The farms like to have smaller groups as well as Chef Bud to teach. It's a much better learning experience if you don't have, you know, lots and lots of people. So it's a minimum of 12 to 24 people. So
and people can just come to the dinner, too, if they want to. If
absolutely,
they don't have time
yeah.
for the two-day
yeah,
class,
what,
they can just
know,
come to the delicious farm
exactly.
dinner on Tuesday night.
Exactly.
Great. Jeannie, thanks again for your time.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.